Are we really alone? We're captivated by this subject, you know, the idea of extraterrestrial life. Are we alone in the universe? Nearly half of us, a recent survey found, actually believe in alien life. In fact, that's what I found when I talked to quite a few people on the street the other day.
Well, if you look at the scientific probability, it's got to be out there. It's a for sure certain deal.
It expands our universe. If there are aliens, that means there's the world that we see around us is more than just our immediate right here. That it gives us a world where there's more possibilities, maybe.
I guess I just think it'd be interesting if it turned out we weren't the only ones. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just think that'd be kind of cool.
The mystery of space.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery, all right. What about that mystery? In fact, when you ask an astronomer, can you imagine what would be the number one question that an astronomer would be asked? Now, they've done these surveys, and you know what they found? Is there life out there? That's the question most often asked. Have you ever wondered about it? Have you ever wondered if there's intelligent life out there somewhere? Well, today we're going to talk about that. Aliens in the Bible. Are we really alone? We're captivated by this subject, you know, the idea of extraterrestrial life. In fact, I ask people, why are we so fascinated with the idea of intelligent life out there in the universe? Why are we fascinated with the idea of intelligent life out there?
Just the idea of thinking about it, that there's somebody else up there besides God, you know, little green people or whatever. It's just, who wouldn't want to think of that?
It's fun unless you watch the shows where they're going to kill us all, you know.
It's just general, I think it's just a general human behavior. We've wondered forever about everything, yeah. So.
I mean, people have been dreaming about what's up there since the beginning of time.
Why, as human beings, are we so fascinated with the idea of intelligent life?
I think because sometimes there's lack of intelligent life here on Earth.
Well, that may be the case. But there's no doubt we are intrigued by it. In fact, it's everywhere. Our entertainment reflects that very fact, doesn't it? I mean, think of those programs like Ancient Aliens, The X-Files, Doctor Who, Star Trek. In fact, we've even got a whole network dedicated to the whole idea, the Sci-Fi Network. And so we are intrigued by it. In fact, there was a recent article in National Geographic magazine, and it was titled, "We Are Not Alone." And that article claims, quote, "New discoveries reveal it's almost certain we're not alone in the universe." Of course, sometimes you overlook that little word, almost. Now, what we have found, in the last 6 decades, governments and scientists have invested billions of dollars in hundreds of experiments. A staggering amount of data has been collected and examined, all in the search for detecting some kind of life that would be out there. And of course, it's true, very true, that we've gotten a great deal of scientific knowledge. But should it shake a Christian's faith? Absolutely not, because those amazing discoveries have done one thing. They have revealed the wonder and the majesty of God's creation. But do you know what's missing? Actually finding life outside of our planet.
My thought is in the next 50, 100 years, all of a sudden we're going to have these massive discoveries and things are really going to change.
Why haven't we been able to come up with anything?
Maybe we haven't been able to because we've seen them, but we just can't correspond with them.
You know, it's one of those things where it's not really my place to understand it. So,
they've been looking for years and years. Why can't we come up with something?
Well, I'd say because everything we know how to do is what we know how to do.
Well, you know, it depends on what you're, who you talk to. You know, there's all kinds of theories that there have been communications and it's just been kept secret by our government. I wouldn't be surprised.
We've searched for life out there for decades, and we've never come up with anything. Why do you think that is?
Maybe because there ain't nothing out there. I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting point. What do you think? I mean, we heard the possibilities. Well, we will at some point. Or, well, it's a government conspiracy. Or we just don't know how to communicate. Or there's just nothing out there. Well, does the Bible tell us about other life forms in the universe? Well, stay with me for a moment, because the Word of God does hold surprising answers. The origin of the universe is described in your Bible. Right at the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God made the earth ready for life. And scientists agree with this, that our earth is calibrated. It's tuned for life. Physical life would not be able to exist at all if there weren't certain constants. If they were different even to the slightest degree, there couldn't be life. And in fact, your Bible, in Psalm 19, right at the very beginning of this chapter, it talks about the fact that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. But not everyone recognizes that fact. I mean, who hasn't looked up in the sky and wondered, well, maybe there's more? I mean, why are we here? Why is there life? In fact, what's the purpose of life? In fact, all of those questions revolve around a most fundamental question of all. Is there really a God? In fact, we've produced a study guide, Life's Ultimate Question: Does God Exist? Because that's where it really begins. That question has to be answered first and foremost. So go to our website, beyondtoday.tv. Call the number on your screen. This is a study guide that you really need to help dig into the details that point to our Creator God. Because the complexity of our universe is something that, well, was it just happenstance? I mean, did it just happen to occur? I mean, is life just a product of chance? No purpose, no meaning. You know what we do find? We find more and more evidence opposing that idea, and it's leading more and more scientists to question their assumptions. Because science agrees, life needs just the right conditions. No one expects to find life and living organisms out in that empty vacuum between the planets or the stars. It's just not there. They don't expect that. They don't expect to find life on the hot surface of a star or within the crushing gravity of a black hole. Now, according to science, life is only viable on planets within a narrow range of characteristics. And there's been some amazing discoveries. The Kepler Space Telescope's mission to identify exoplanets have discovered thousands of them, thousands of exoplanets, planets that orbit around other stars than our sun. Now the question, are they habitable? Of course, science can measure by telescope the distance of that planet from its sun, radiation, heat, the size of the planet, even the nature of its orbit. But the point is, science evaluates habitability, and what they come to find, more and more, they narrow in on specific Earth-like factors. So when you consider all these things, these thousands of exoplanets they've found, and they put all these factors together, how many of those might be possibly habitable? They say about a dozen. About a dozen. Now, one thing they don't consider, what about those unknown factors? What about the possibility of oxygen or carbon or an atmosphere or even the composition of the planet? Well, those are things we can't measure right now. And what it points to for certain is that Earth is fine-tuned for life. I mean, when you look around, what do we see? We see the evidence of intricate details of design right down to the smallest, tiniest aspects. So, did God create Earth for man? Or did it just happen by chance? Is the Earth unique?
Is Earth the only planet in the universe that has intelligent life?
I think we're just another place. we're just a small blip in the ocean, right? There's all sorts of things out there that we don't know about.
There could still very well be a God as we know it, but it's just in a larger scale than we know.
I think people are always looking for things that are, different or something that expands and we're, bigger than what we are.
Do you think there's any possibility that the Earth is unique?
Yes. I truly think it's 100% unique. I mean, it's unique for us, but it's unique because God created it for us.
God created it for us. That's an interesting thought. I mean, think about that for just a moment. Think about the uniqueness of our universe and our Earth. Think of the unique laws that govern our universe. Laws of energy, laws of motion, laws of mass, laws of matter, and laws of life itself. The law of biogenesis. Life can only come from existing forms of life. One of the interesting things is when you pick up your Bible and you look at it, the Bible points to these very laws. In fact, when we read in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, it says this: "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, they've been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." I mean, do you see it? Do you understand it? You see, science generally don't. They don't see it. They don't understand. Now, there was one scientist that saw it. And he said this. He said, "My religion consists of a humble admiration of the illimitable superior spirit who reveals himself in the slight details we're able to perceive with our frail and feeble minds. That deeply emotional conviction of the presence of a superior reasoning power which is revealed in the incomprehensible universe forms my idea of God." Now, who do you suppose said that? Albert Einstein. Not just any scientist. This is the man who developed the theory of relativity, the Nobel Prize winner in physics, development of the quantum theory, in fact, the world's most famous equation, developed by Albert Einstein, E equals MC squared. That's what he could see what Romans 1 was talking about. In fact, if you're into science, you need our Bible study aid, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Go to beyondtoday.tv, call the number on your screen, because not only is God into science, he invented science. And so when you read through the study aid, you'll find amazing articles here. One entitled, The Beginning of the Universe. How did God get things started? What about our awesome universe? How big is it? Well, you'll find articles dealing with these very fact. So be sure and go to our website. In fact, there's one interesting one I think you'll be particularly interested in reading. It's a special little section that's titled Science and Discomforting Discoveries. You see, everything that science has discovered hasn't fit into their plan, into their theory, into their ideas. There have been these discomforting discoveries. Discomforting is embarrassing. So if you're into words and things like that, be sure and get our booklet. I think you'll appreciate it. Because if life is just a cosmic accident, then you can't help but have that evolutionary kind of thinking. But that's totally against what you'll find when you really look into the Bible and think biblically. Because human intelligence, human life, well, if it wasn't created by a divine being, what was its purpose? Why? So many presume that intelligent life is out there.
So, I mean, I don't know, I'd be shocked if we were the only ones, but I suppose anything's possible.
I think it would challenge everything, right? It would throw everything on its head.
I just think that maybe there's a few people here they could sweep off and take back there with them.
Life is one of those things that's so, we'd like to think it's more fragile than it is, but it's very determined to exist. Even though it's statistically improbable, there's a lot of opportunities for it.
Well, let's think about that for a moment. Are there really a lot of opportunities for life? I mean, if we start with that assumption, where does it take you? Well, we should find intelligent life everywhere. We should find highly advanced civilization wherever we look. So, is that the case? Well, astrophysicist Enrico Fermi recognized that problem. And all the way back in 1950, his famous quotation was, "Where is everybody?" And that question became known as the Fermi paradox, because it wasn't that evident. And yet, within years, just a few years after that, scientists proposed that there should be between 1,000 and 1 million advanced civilizations right here in our Milky Way, right in the Milky Way galaxy alone. And of course, the search was on. And since that time, there's been project and experiment, one after another. Some of the more recent ones, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Project. Big words. And then there were all the breakthrough projects. Breakthrough Listen, Breakthrough Starshot, Breakthrough Message, Breakthrough Watch. What do you think the result was? No breakthrough. You see, science says we should be bumping into intelligent species on just about every intergalactic corner. But we don't. There's an embarrassing lack of evidence, a discomforting lack of evidence of alien life. In fact, there was a recent article in Forbes magazine. It was titled, "What If It's Just Us?" It says this, "When it comes to the question of extraterrestrial life, humans optimistically assume the universe is prolific." But you know, we haven't found life out there to be plentiful. It's not prolific. But science comes up with its reasons why. Now, this article states, "These proposed solutions usually leave out the most obvious option. That when it comes to intelligent life in all the universe, it's just us." So that leads us to a bigger point. Think about this for a minute. Is it just about finding alien life forms out there to confirm evolution? Is it just about scientific discovery? I think there's a deeper desire.
Do you think science has a vested interest in proving that there's intelligent life out there?
I mean, absolutely, right?
Do you think that there's a reason to believe in that possibility more than just science, more than just, you know, discovery?
Yeah, that's a tough question. That's a tough question, isn't it? It might not be that obvious. It's not just about intelligent life. It's not just about scientific discoveries. What it really comes down to in many ways, meaning and purpose. I mean, is there anyone out there? The clear, unmistakable answer is yes. The Creator God who made us all, and He made us for a great purpose. When you look at what the Bible says, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, it says very clearly that God has put eternity in their hearts, in mankind's hearts. We have a longing. We have a desire for meaning, a desire for purpose, a desire to have a connection to God. God made us that way. And if you want evidence, I mean, you want meaning, perhaps you just need some facts to help explain it to others. Well, that's why you need to get our study aid, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? You'll want to read this and study it. There's interesting scientific facts that are pointed to that really are important to understand. In fact, there's one section in our study aid that points directly to this. It asks the question about evolution. And on page 36, it says very specifically, "The tiny miracle that's toppling evolution." You want to get this and study it for yourself. You can see why and really get a deeper look, a deeper understanding of the evidence itself. So go to beyondtoday.tv. Call the number on your screen and order your free copy today. Because when you really get down to the facts, when we think of life out there, God himself is an extraordinary extraterrestrial life form of supreme intelligence. The book of Isaiah points to that very fact as well. Notice what Isaiah 57, verse 15 says. Here's God saying himself, "For thus says the high and lofty one, the one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy." And then the Bible actually quotes God. He says, "I dwell in the high and holy place." So when we recognize that, we also begin to see God isn't just out there. He's made deliberate contact with mankind. And he's done it in so many ways for so many years. God appeared to people. He appeared to the prophets throughout history. And they recount his words and, in fact, some pretty incredible interactions that they had with him. He did miraculous works. In fact, think about it for a moment. God visited Earth 2,000 years ago, didn't he? Jesus Christ came to Earth, you could say, from out there. Emmanuel, God with us. He came to this earth to reveal the Father. And, of course, the plan, the purpose, the plan of salvation for all mankind. And, of course, unlike alien life forms, we have evidence. We have evidence. We've been given irrefutable eyewitness testimony of his life, his death, and his resurrection throughout the New Testament. So don't ignore the obvious. Don't ignore the repeated, undeniable transmissions of our loving Creator. Because we are not some cosmic accident. Instead, we're unique. We're the intentional creation of a loving God, a God who's reaching out to communicate and form a relationship with you. Don't fall into this category. In Psalm 14, it just lays it on the line. So clear. Psalm 14, verse 1, it says this. "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Don't fall into that category. You see, the evidence, the Word of God, the Bible clearly tells us that God created the earth. God is the one. God is the one that created mankind. He's the one that created the universe. He created the galaxies. He created science. And when you consider that fact, you understand it wasn't just for no reason at all. God created man with a specific purpose, an awe-inspiring purpose. God had that purpose in mind, so do you understand that purpose? Do you know why? Do you know why you exist? Do you know what God's plan and what his purpose is? You see, when you really get down to it, our destiny, our purpose is so far removed from the meaningless view of life that's offered by evolution, that's offered by atheism, that meaningless view of life that's offered by most of science. You see, life without God, life without his promise of eternal life, that's hopeless. That's like the space vacuum out there. It's empty. It's empty. But on the other hand, life with God, life understanding his purpose, life recognizing Romans 1, that God reveals himself to us all around, when we recognize that very fact, life with God changes everything. Because it's a fulfilling perspective. And ultimately, God's plan and his purpose is rewarding beyond what our imagination can bring us. Now, even though the world around us doesn't recognize God, the scientific community most often overlooks the possibility of creation and God himself purposely creating all of these things. So they've departed from knowing and understanding God. They've moved away from knowing and the plan and the purpose. But it doesn't have to be that way. It can be different for you. So what do? Well, have the courage to look into it. Get our study aid. Prove it to yourself. and have the courage to face the facts as they really are. Look at the evidence. And when you look at the evidence, you can't help but come to a different conclusion. Have the courage. Have the courage that you need to reject the philosophy of meaninglessness. Because that's really where it's at out there. God has a purpose and a plan, a reason to exist that goes so far beyond what science has to offer. And you can become a part of this. You can become a part of those who seek to be different, who seek their Creator. And ultimately, the good news is that God will powerfully answer that question that's on our booklet. Does He exist? One day it's going to be obvious to everyone that He does exist, and the whole world will come to know the true God. And they'll have an opportunity to worship Him and learn His holy and righteous ways. Then finally, at last, mankind will find peace, find contentment that he's looked for so long. But the good news is, you can start right now. You don't have to wait. You can right now begin to develop that relationship with God because we have a great Creator, infinitely greater than anything we can imagine. So we're without excuse if we refuse to believe. So get to know Him. Prove Him. Look into Him. Study His Word. Obey His will. And when you do, you will most certainly discover His wonderful plan for your life.
Call now to receive the free booklet offered on today's program, Does God Exist? Is there a God? We've all asked ourselves this question. Some don't believe He exists. Others believe in Him out of faith alone, thinking it's impossible to prove His existence. What about you? Have you proven whether God exists? This free study aid, Does God Exist?, will help you prove God does exist. Order now. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or write to the address shown on your screen. The truth of God's existence will strengthen your faith and belief in ways you never thought possible and lead you to a more meaningful relationship with your Creator. See the inspiring, eye-opening proof of God's existence. When you order this free study aid, we'll also send you a complimentary one-year subscription to Beyond Today magazine. Beyond Today magazine brings you understanding of today's world and hope for the future. 6 times a year, you'll read about current world events in light of Bible prophecy, as well as practical knowledge to improve your marriage and family, and godly principles to guide you toward a life that leads to peace. Call today to receive your free booklet, Does God Exist?, and your free one-year subscription to Beyond Today magazine. 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv.